The bill, sponsored by Senator Nikia Harris and Representative Sandy Pasch, would require a special committee to prepare a racial impact statement anytime a new crime is created or a criminal penalty for an existing crime is modified. Three other states have passed similar laws over the past 5 years, including the neighboring state of Iowa. Mark Maurer of the Washington, D.C.-based Sentencing Project says just as legislators need to consider the financial cost of passing new criminal laws, they also need to consider the disparate racial impact those laws might have. He points to laws passed in the 1980s to fight the spread of crack cocaine that he says sent thousands of young black men to prison but had only a minimal impact on the drug problem.
If we can anticipate the effects of proposed policy, if there is an unwarranted disparity, it's an opportunity to address the public safety issue in a different way that doesn't exacerbate existing disparities.
Critics of this approach say the state is already increasing funding for many prison alternatives for nonviolent drug crimes. Some say it makes more sense to concentrate on improving the economic and educational opportunities in the poverty-stricken, high-crime neighborhoods where many African Americans live. In the debate over adopting impact statements in Oregon last year, a spokesman for the Conservative Heritage Foundation said it could end up hurting people in minority communities by reducing penalties for crimes that they are often the victims of. The sponsors of the Wisconsin bill will hold a news conference to promote it this afternoon in Milwaukee. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.